But maybe that, you know, like they live in an apartment or something, they can't have a washing machine or a dryer or something. People that live in trailers.
Okay.
Aren't
right.
Really, you know, used to go into the laundromat.
What about a laundry hamper? Do you have any terms for that, where you keep your clothes? A receptacle with a lid. Mm-hmm. Is that called a hamper?
With a lid?
Yeah. Or what do you call it?
I would call it a basket, a laundry basket or hamper.
Okay.
I would also call one that was open a laundry, a clothes hamper, I guess. A laundry hamper, clothes hamper.
What about things you sweep the floor with that are electric?
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Electric sweeper.
Yeah, all right. And what about, what's it collecting?
Dust bag.
Okay. And
it changed the dust bag so long. That's what it was like.
Yeah. And what about plastic? Do you have any plastic pails? You ever seen plastic pails? Or what do you use them for? Or what do you usually use, term a plastic pail?
Plastic pail?
Yeah.
Sand pail.
Okay, do you have any use for it in the house, though?
Do I have any use for it in the house?
Yeah.
Plastic pail. Maybe for cleaning or something like that.
Okay.
Do you have a specific thing?
Maybe
you use for cleaning. We don't have any plastic pails.
Okay. Have you seen those machines some people have at home for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash?
Trash compactors.
That's what you said.
Garbage compressors.
What
did I say? What did you say?
No, you said the same way the first time we did this. Yeah,
really?
Yes, Elena. In Fort Meade, we do have trash compactors.
Yeah, really. We do have trash compactors in Fort Meade.
What about or trash presser? You ever heard that?
Trash compressor.
Presser. And what about, have you seen those large containers behind stores? They're metal and can be moved by a truck and hold great quantities of trash.
Oh, we call that a what would I call it? A hopper, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It's someone else, what may call it. I don't know if I call it a bin or not.
Okay.
That's coming up next.
What
is a garbage bin?
Yeah, what's
I guess
hopper?
I would consider that a bin.
Yeah, okay. What's a hopper?
Hopper?
Yeah, what's the difference between the two?
Do you have to ask questions like this?
Oh.
Well, usually I think of a bin as like a vegetable bin that has maybe three sides, and the front of it is open on the front. Two sides in the back. Maybe you pour potatoes or something in there. Then as you need them, you can get them out of the bin. So I think of a garbage bin sort of being the same way.
Okay.
Sort of a walled-off area. But I could always also think of one of the big hoppers, I would call it, that would be like a big box near the four-square side of the thing that a truck could pick up as being a hopper. But it could also be considered a bin, I guess, maybe. I would call it a bin, too. So.
All right. What would you consider a large garbage can? Or describe a large garbage can?
What would I consider it, or describe it?
Describe it, or both.
I would consider a large garbage can a large garbage can, first of all.
No, would it be made out of metal, plastic?
Right. Secondly, I would consider a large garbage can, it can be made out of plastic, it can be made out of metal, it can be made out of polyethylene, whatever else you want to have. It would have a lid for it, probably.
Okay.
Some of them lose their lids, so they don't have to have a lid.
Okay.
It's usually about 3 feet high. And maybe 2 feet across.
Yeah. All right. That's what I get. Okay. What about what's someone that takes care of dead people? What do you call them?
Someone that takes care of dead people?
Well, not really takes care of them, but dresses them up.
Mortician.
Okay. Or
funeral home director.
Or.
Let me see. I think I'm leaving something out.